Ladies and gentlemen, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Folks, to this edition of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report, coming to you live from Radio Television Studios here in Northwest Pennsylvania. Got a lot to talk about, a lot to get into. You know, the deep state is at war with the American people. Of course, we know that. The Trump administration at this point, I certainly believe, and I'm going to talk to Joe about this on air a little bit, I believe that it reflects the will of the American people. We are seeing this war take shape. And I think, and I have to tell you this, I think that one of the shots in this war, I don't even know if I would describe this as a battle, but maybe it could be. It will be, but I think this is just a shot, is the arrest of Imran Awan. Debbie Wasserman Schultz's IT person. Also, 31 others, or actually more than that, but the bottom line is other congressman's IT director. And I'm going to tell you why I'm mentioning this in a moment. This is the most underreported, least talked about story. The mainstream corporate media will not touch it in the depths or given the depths that it deserves. But tonight, we're going to spend the first 30 talking about various news, important news items that involve the deep state, the war against the deep state, the war by the deep state. And then we're going to have three segments, 90 minutes with Dr. Tory Lindemann. Now, you heard Tory 2 days ago. Now, generally we don't bring guests on, so close together unless it's a serial type of a situation. When I say that, I'm not talking about Captain Crunch. I'm talking about the deep state and measures. However, Dr. Tory Lindemann has firsthand information. We're going to be talking about healthcare, and the reason I say this, or the reason this is so important, it has a lot to do. It has everything to do with the status of our country as a representative republic, not a democracy. Just, you know, people say democracy, and to you purists out there, all right, words do mean things. Just be careful how you talk to people when they say, well, it's, you know, America's a great democracy or whatever, especially if they're still not up to speed with everything. You know, give them a little bit of, cut a little bit of slack, Jack. All right, that's my view. Now, you can explain the difference, but don't be too hard on them. Well, it's a democracy, you're an idiot. We've got a lot of teaching to do, don't we? All of us, you. I know you do. I do too. We all do. Which brings me to my next point. I want to thank each and every one of you for your gracious, generous, constant, repetitive, which is necessary, financial help that you've given us. And the reason I want to thank you is because we're able to launch two new shows. Now, we have one show in the morning, mine. That's 9 to 10 Eastern Time, 6 to 7 on the West Coast. That's live every morning, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. West Coast, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. East Coast, on the Global Star Radio Network and Blog Talk Radio. We're not going to put them up on YouTube. Directions to both shows. How to listen. I mean, Eric the Tech has made it so simple. You just go to HagmannReport.com, click on that box that says two new shows. It's over on the right-hand side. Click here to listen. Click that tab. Go ahead, Eric. Click the tab. Oh, he can't. Sorry.
You can, but it won't.
It won't. Yeah, it doesn't work. So, anyway, from there, you've got all three shows, actually. Our primary mainstay, which is what we're doing tonight. And then my show and Joe and John's show. Now, here's a situation. You know, I got to listen to Eric. I do. Doug thinks he knows more about technology than Eric the Tech, right?
That's a mistake. It's a mistake for anyone to make.
All right, so if you happen to tune into my daily show this morning, what I heard in my earpiece when I was doing the morning show was just crystal clear, fine audio. Just beautiful audio. I mean, it sang, birds were singing, the angels were singing, and little unicorns were running around the office. Well, now, what people were hearing were dropouts and cutouts. And the reason being is Eric says to me, whatever you do, you see this button right here? Yeah, and these series of buttons, don't mess with those. Yeah, well, I couldn't resist. I figured, what's the harm? Okay, so that will be fixed tonight. But you want me to run through the steps again? Eric the Tech just said, go ahead and run through the steps. All right. To listen to the two new shows, go to HagmanReport.com. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you're listening to this, you're thinking, man, this guy's repetitive. All right. So go to HagmanReport.com. You see it on the screen there. Look for that beautiful black and red box right there and see where it says click here to listen. Click here to listen. It's kind of like a Vanna White thing. Or hey, if you really don't like the box, you can go up and choose listen. It'll take you to the same place. There you go. Bang. Now look at that at the top. That's our main show. And then the two shows by time. So the main show is on top. That's this show. And then the early morning show, that's my show, because I get up early. That's first there. And then right there is Joe and John's show. But again, real quick, if you tuned in live this morning and you were throwing stuff at your radio, computer, whatever, I understand. I apologize because it was an important topic. So that will be rectified tonight. So check back tomorrow now, or check back later, late tonight or early tomorrow to listen to it. It was an important show. It was about Wasserman Schultz, the Owen brothers. And you won't hear those pesky, nasty cutouts because Doug didn't listen to Eric and he had to play with toys. All right. So tomorrow, and here's another piece. I'm going to turn it right over to Joe. Here's another piece of information. Tomorrow's show, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. I'm going to give you the full case as if you were in a courtroom on Imran, Awan, his two brothers, their two wives, all the members of Congress. This coming from a number of sources, including but not limited to a contact I have made with the Capitol Police Department, who is not a happy camper. So you're going to have to tune in live tomorrow to hear that at 9 a.m. or you can download it afterwards. But I guarantee you, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. I've got some information that's just going to, blow your hair back. Eric said, I don't know if you guys can't hear that, probably. If you want to listen live tomorrow, you go directly to Blog Talk. Just follow the steps.
Or Global Star.
Well, there's a reason.
Right.
There's a certain reason taking place here. Just follow the steps on the... just follow what Eric just showed you. So that's that. But the, oh, and you know, another thing, and then I'm going to turn it over to you. So that's the show tomorrow. Today's show will be fixed, and I apologize. I apologize to Todd, because Todd must have been, like, you know, going absolutely nuts. I'm sure he wanted to, like, throttle me, because he was hearing what I wasn't hearing. And other people too. So I apologize, but that'll be rectified. And tomorrow, a full exposure on the Owen Brothers, 9 o'clock. The scope of the, and how this connects to the deep state is going to be incredible. So that's what I wanted to say. Joe, tomorrow you've got a great show. You and John have a great show at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. And it's an interesting dynamic, and
it is. I like to listen to it. I listen to it. I do.
It's funny because, you know, John and I spend a lot of time on the phone anyway. You know, we spend about an hour a day on the phone doing different things, planning and working together to get stuff done. And then it's kind of transitioned into the show. And we get, you know, a diverse range of topics from the news and current events to just stuff going on in everyday life. To today, we talked about, we took a deep look in the entertainment world, some of the stuff that's been going on there, from a number of suicides in the music industry. And, you know, we're talking about a conspiracy theory today that dealt with John Podesta and the Linkin Park singer Chester Bennington and that suicide. And we're going to continue to, we touched on it today, we're going to continue to talk about it tomorrow. But there's some interesting stuff that people are uncovering.
Tomorrow, by the way, I don't know whether you heard this, there's supposed to be a big release of information tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, I'm skeptical of those things.
Yeah, I am too.
You know, we've seen promises made and people
promises
saying
broken.
That, yeah, you know, this information's incoming, or they give you the information and it turns out not to happen or not be true. But it is good to pay attention to that stuff and talk about it. And, you know, there's you mentioned the Owen Brothers. There's some things coming out. Investigator Rod Wheeler on the Seth Rich murder said, follow the arrest of Owen closely.
That's right.
Connect the dots to the other cases. This
You're
is just the beginning.
What I'm going to say tomorrow.
Okay, well, I apologize.
Have you been talking with my source?
No. No.
Okay. Because there is a definite overlay between,
Well, it's going to be interesting. People are saying that. Oh, should I just stop? Because
no, go ahead. Go ahead.
People are saying that the Owen brothers were actually the DNC leak that led to the hacked Podesta emails and the Clinton emails, and that potentially that was them keeping good on a threat after trying to blackmail people and not getting paid. That this is what they were able to do.
Okay, and but
it's unconfirmed. It's speculation.
But think about this. Let's say you're going to burglarize a house. You and four of your closest friends. Let's say you're going to do that and take the jewels and gold and silver out of the house, right? One person maybe goes in.
You got a wheelman. You got a lookout.
Yep. Everyone's got their jobs, right? One person keeps you know unlocks the door or gains entry. Another, perhaps, or casino. What was that? Those movies? Casino? Not Casino Royale, but the casino movies.
Ocean's 11?
Oh, yeah, thank you very much.
Ocean's 12, 11. Whatever.
Yeah. It's like a finely tuned machine. And folks, boy, please. I've been getting so many emails and seeing so many comments in the YouTube section. You have to have George Webb on. We've had him on. Okay. It's not, yes. And he's done a lot of great investigative work. Okay. Trust me when I tell you, we've had him on. All you have to do is go back and look at the information. Now, you know, there's so many efforts to discredit George Webb, and there's so many efforts to discredit everybody out there. And everybody's a Mossad agent, everybody's a Jesuit, everybody's a, a disinformation agent. Everybody's just
controlled opposition.
Yeah, there you are. Control. You know, Alex Jones is really married to a...
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to say it because it's so detestable out there. It really is. What we're seeing, I think, is the members, certain members of the alternative media, some are absolutely detestable, but you've got some stellar people like Tory Lindman. You've got Liz Crokin, the Honeybee. By the way, message received on Melissa. We're going to check to make sure she's fine. Okay, I know that there's some concern out there. Yes, we do read the YouTube comments. Yes, we delete some, especially when it's nothing but profanity. Actually, we've got filters, as many filters as we can in place. So if you, you know, do that.
I never read the comments unless something's drawn to our attention or somebody says, hey, you got to look at this. I don't even bother with them. Not that I don't want to know what's there, but we don't have time to read every thought of every poster comments under the video. And a lot of times it is just people messing around or, you know, whatever. And there was great stuff in there,
bots,
too, sometimes.
Yeah. But we do take the suggestions seriously. And which brings me to the question. Is my voice, like, tonight via this microphone, is this lower? Am I lower? Because I am talking at that, you know, although I'm using my inside voice. Remember that?
Yeah.
People are saying, you know, you're mumbling. I can't hear you. To me. So, I don't know.
What, here or on the other?
No, here. Here.
Okay.
Okay. So far, so good. That's good. And I do want to thank, but going back to the thank yous, I really want to thank our the people who have helped us financially. You have no idea how much that's helped, but we're reaching more people. And I even got a message from a member of Congress who asked, and this is, I'm not kidding, the member of Congress, the U.S. Congress, not state, but U.S., actually saying, you know, just don't tell, please don't say who I am on air. But we're actually listening to our reports on two issues. When we first began with the Owen brothers, that's number one. This is a Republican member, by the way. And the second issue is the Pizzagate, believe it or not, or things related to Pizzagate. Yeah. Go figure, right? So it's interesting. I'm happy that this person... Notice there's no pronoun used there. This person, I thought it was a joke at first, contacted us, but nonetheless. So all of this, but thank you, because your support keeps us on the air. There's bandwidth costs, there's fees, you just have no idea. You got no idea. Well, we had no idea how much it costs. I was hitting Joe up for $5 for coffee.
And Joe like don't five, have it.
And Joe don't. Joe's going. He ain't got it. But you know, in all honesty, here we are. By the way, here we are at the end of July. Joe, let me ask you: did you think, in a way, I thought there would be more chaos, visible chaos by this time?
No, it's about right in my mind.
In your mind,
okay. The media is still a little hyperactive, but I believe that. You know, with the Antifa stuff, I knew that was going to die down. Many people were saying it was going to be a hot summer.
Yes, I believe that.
With the summer of riots and disruption. But
and
these people
wrong.
Ran out of steam. They ran out of gas. They don't have the support that they thought they had from the people. The only support they have is from the insane, trendy liberals in New York City and California, in parts of California, and the mainstream media and the Hollywood and political types. They don't have the support of anybody who you know gets up every day, goes to work. Nobody who's going to support, who in America who's so busy working to keep a roof over their head, food on their table, is going to support a bunch of what do you call them, anarchists who don't work, who are just, you know, running around causing destruction all over the city, trying to wrap it up in some kind of political message. I don't believe for a second that American people would put up with that. In fact, I believe if it were to continue the way it did, that the American people actually get out there and put these people down before the police would. So I'm not surprised by the lack of craziness out there.
Wow.
It might come.
Wow.
At some point with the right event.
You've actually been on balance this year. Joe has actually been more accurate than me with his assessments of events. What am I doing wrong? Ladies, help me.
I don't know about that, but...
No, I'm serious.
What happens
why do I say ladies help me? Well, because they've got great intuition. I think women have fantastic intuition and sense, but...
Not that you're part of this, but people get wrapped up in the... You know, when things happen, like the Berkeley...
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's still... Stuff's still going on, but where's the media coverage? They don't show, you know, 2 weeks ago, another conservative speaker was blocked and protest stopped this from the speaker from happening. You didn't get the same media attention, so the people aren't really paying attention to it, and it's not being sensationalized the way it was a few months back or after the inauguration of Trump. So this is why it's so important not to get caught up in the media cycle or base our future predictions on what the media is spinning today or yesterday or tomorrow, because the media only creates a news cycle, and those news cycles go away very fast. and we got to look for the baseline of what's happening inside and outside of those news cycles.
Very well spoken.
And people get caught up in those news cycles and think, you know, oh goodness, you know, dropping the stock market for 500 points today. Tomorrow it's going to be down, you know, 1500. And you get a lot of that. So that kind of leads into the speculation of why things are,
you know, exactly. Exactly. And I think sometimes we get, sometimes, especially when I don't get enough sleep, I get kind of punchy and I look at the, I see the bad more than the good. And it kind of affects the way I think.
Anybody in the news sees the bad more than the good.
Well,
I promise.
Yeah, I guess. But by the way, I got an email. I don't pay $5 for a cup of coffee. I don't do that. What I meant to say was, it was an example. It was a frumpy example. I'm one of these guys that I like my coffee, just a cup of brewed coffee. And the story, I don't need.
You've been known to hit the Starbucks here and
okay.
there.
Okay, and at conferences,
it's been better lately though.
But at conferences, sure, I'll treat myself to, you know, a mocha, you know, hot mocha with
a $5 like coffee,
triple espresso inside. But that's only once in a while. But no, I generally speaking, I like my coffee just black or with a little bit of cream. By the way, most sociopaths, the study came out, most sociopaths drink their coffee black. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Not to interrupt you, but just a quick word from John. He said, please announce Honeybee is physically okay. She's under serious lawfare. I just got off the phone with her. She's coming on this Friday, the 28th.
Okay. Melissa, we love you. We are in your corner. Angela, Warren, we love you. We're in your corner. These ladies who have more guts and frankly, excuse the expression, more balls than the guys do, put their selves on the line and go out there and fight like you can't believe. I have a lot of respect for the fight that they've got. And glad to know, Melissa, if you're listening, glad to know you're okay. We understand lawfare. I understand it very intimately, given the fact that both Steve Quayle and myself are, and I'm going to say this again, are co-defendants in a multi-million-dollar lawsuit that we've already lost out-of-pocket expense, just tens of thousands of dollars.
Talk about a frivolous lawsuit, too.
But you know, if I showed you the filings, if I put the filings right in front of me, and I'm not going to do this. I'm not allowed to talk about this, by the way. But I don't listen. Just ask Eric. So if I put the filings in front of me, it would go from this counter right here. You wouldn't see me. That's the filings. And you know what? We haven't even gotten out of the starting gate yet.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And he knows. And he sees me, like, you know, putting...
Yeah, I read the lawsuit when we got it first, and I couldn't understand how it even got to the point where it was allowed to be filed, but...
Well,
I guess, what are you going to do?
But I got to tell you this. You know, it's interesting because I spoke about this yesterday.
Because you could sue for that show. Anybody could sue anybody for anything, literally.
But you know, James Comey, listen to this. You know how James Comey got Martha Stewart? James Comey prosecuted Martha Stewart. Do you know what
for insider trading was that?
The initial charges were for insider trading. But you know what really got her? You know what Comey got her on? She goes out on the radio and on TV saying that she is absolutely innocent. These were trumped up charges. Comey says, you are doing that. You are improving the price of your stock of your company by doing that. So therefore, you are interfering with our investigation, or you're actually capitalizing. It was an obstruction of justice charge related to obstruction of justice, basically. Can you believe that? So that's how James Comey got Martha Stewart, because she was saying, I'm innocent, I'm innocent, I'm innocent.
And he was saying, I wish I was stronger.
And that was impacting the value of her stock. And that's how that's what they got her on. That's what, so lawfare, Melissa, we're behind you. I'm going to tell you whatever you need, kiddo. And Liz Croken as well. Her website's coming up great. LizCroken.com, soon to be released. And all the other formidable allies in this war that we're fighting. Joe, go ahead, sir. I capitalize this.
No, that's all right. Not enough time to get into some of the, I guess, more newsworthy items, but I got a piece here that I think is very interesting. How many people are familiar with the self-proclaimed fact-checking website Snopes? Snopes.com. Well, they're apparently...
Pick me! Yeah.
Hookers, lies, and fraud. This is a WorldNet Daily article about Snopes. Snopes in danger of closing doors. They're on the verge of financial collapse since one of its founders have been accused of using company cash to fund his divorce.
That's a contentious divorce, pay for fancy vacations.
Is it?
Well, I mean, that news came out like last year.
This was published 1 hour ago.
Okay. But who's it published by?
WorldNet Daily by a Chelsea Schilling.
She's a great WorldNet Daily, WND. Great. But yeah, Snopes, the Mickelsons, the former Mickelsons, now Mickelsons plus one.
David Mickelson launched a crowdfunding website to solicit donations. According to the Daily Mail, readers contributed more than $500,000 in just the first 24 hours. WorldNet Daily is reporting Snopes.com, a website that's been around since 95, is sometimes cited by other fact-checking sites to support their claims. But if anybody's looked at Snopes for fact-checking, you're in the wrong place, that's for sure. Anyway, what's going on with Snopes? Would it be good for them to go out of business? I say yes. Get them out of here. But another company would inevitably just step into its place and be given the same kind of credibility by the media and the other left-wing sites, regardless of what information is right or wrong on their site. They'll just be given, you know, the title of fact-checking blindly. But it would be good to see Snopes go down. Not that I advocate, you know, having businesses fail, but when you're doing it the wrong things for the wrong reasons, I have no qualms about seeing them go bye-bye. Folks, we're going to be right back with Dr. Tori Lindemann. On the other side, we're going to be getting into a number of issues from healthcare. This is where we're going to start. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced, Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Parada's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
And welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagmann Report. Doug Hagmann, Joe Hagmann, right here at Global Star Radio Network Live, BTR, as well as YouTube, where you can see us. Oh, no, get the blue dots, the William Kennedy Smith blue dots. Remember that?
Before we get to the guest, I want to, something we forgot to do last segment.
Yes, we did.
Is we're asking people who have listened to the other shows, the Doug Hagmann Show from 9 to 10, or the Hagmann Daily Show from 2 to 3, to send feedback. Good, bad, or ugly, or otherwise, doesn't matter. We just want to know what you guys think as we continue to roll out these new shows. And it's important to know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, what we can change, if anything.
Yeah, and we'll do this for you. And do not send anything. Never
mind. It's going to happen anyway.
Never mind.
We feed the fire.
Yes, some of the packages we get here. We have to open them in a different room. You get the idea. You met someone this week who is an absolute certifiable genius. What'd you think I was going to say? Dr. Tori Lindemann. Tori. She speaks like 27,000 languages. I mean, she writes and, this woman is unbelievable in terms of her bona fides, her resume, and if you listen to that interview, and I hope you did, it was on Monday, and it'll be up by itself, in its own, I've just been behind, working that 41-year-old murder case, by the way, so I've been kind of tied up consulting on that, but, it's going to be up on its own here tomorrow at the latest, but you've noticed that, she talked about the deep state without even mentioning the deep state. This is a woman that has great knowledge of the internet, great knowledge of the dark web, and great. In fact, I've got to ask her some questions off air, where I'm having some problems in that arena. She can help me. But having said all of that, she's just an intelligent, tenacious, fearless, investigative. Just an investigator that's just really understands things. Tonight we're going to be talking about healthcare, among other things, perhaps. But let's bring her on, Joe, and that's why we have Tori. Do you mind reintroducing yourself to our listeners and viewers?
Yeah, so everybody can just call me Tori. I what I do and what I've been advocating for a few years now is done purely out of trying to open people's eyes and see past what we're taught to think is correct, giving guidelines. So I'm not here to educate. I'm here to help you have that aha moment and realize how all the dots connect. I mean, that's my talent, seeing patterns. So this is something that, you just need that click. So let's just leave it there. I mean, from military to linguistics to healthcare, circling back to linguistics as well. That's helped me through my life and experiences to be able to easily connect the dots and hopefully help people understand and make sense of this madness and chaos that is that we see today.
Boy, we need that more than ever, and you're the person to do that. You're just the person to do that. And,
yes.
Bob,
go ahead.
No, I can't stress enough for people to listen very closely to what is said, and perhaps what is not said, but certainly suggested during this interview. Tori, where do we start in this vast discussion of healthcare? I don't want to limit it to, what would you call this discussion? And that's a strange question coming from the host of a show. What are we going to get into tonight? What are we going to look at tonight?
Well, what I hope that we do is that I point out things that I'm sure many of the viewers, and sorry, I took my glasses off because I can see that there's a glare from my computer and that's distracting. What I'd like us to do is kind of me point out things that all of us have seen happening, have met, have seen, and understand why they're happening. That way you can protect yourself from falling into these healthcare slash health healthcare insurance traps and keep yourself safe and healthy to the extent that you can. Because again, the deep state, or the bottom line, as I like to call it, is so intricate that trying to untangle it, it's worse than Christmas lights when you're taking them off a tree. It's a never-ending web of connected to this, connected to that. But the bottom line is, let's just see how we can keep ourselves safe, and let's just see how we can keep ourselves protected and aware. I mean, that's all we can do right now is just be aware.
Okay. that's fair enough. Okay.
I heard what you said about Melissa, and I'd love to invite her to the Greek American community. I've spoken about her work in regards to Pizzagate, and any help she needs from us, the Greek American community, we're 100% behind her. Anything she needs. We follow her work and many others, and this is a very important topic for many people, specifically the Greek church lately, looking into it too. So you have our support, Melissa. I just wanted to tell her that in case she's listening.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you. And I know she appreciates it. And it's amazing how members of the new media, this a community come together, rally together as we should, and assist one another. Because if you put out an SOS or someone else does, we want to know about it. We want to be there, and you're very generous and very kind for doing so. All right, let's get right into the topic, Tori. I'm not even sure where to start, because you're the pattern recognition specialist. You're the you've looked at healthcare. You've looked at the entire scope of things. You know where to start. Let's just start. Let's have a discussion.
All right. So I think maybe we can start from current events. How's that?
Sounds
like
good.
Today, Donald Trump made the announcement that transgenders have no business in our military, correct?
Right.
Well, I'd like to touch base on that. This is not an attack on the LGBT community, okay? I want everyone to be aware of that. This is something that makes sense. And from the point and perspective of healthcare, because you cannot be an active member of the military armed forces to be deployed and go to war when you're dependent on medication. Because I can't even fathom what it feels like to be transgendered. I can only speculate from patients that I've met, from people that I've met, friends and extended family that suffer. I can't even imagine feeling trapped in another person's body. I hear a lot of people saying it's a psychiatric disorder, but he's not looking at it from that perspective. He's looking at it from the perspective you need medications to maintain your change, or, you know, that you've already had before joining or during the change, which is very costly. But on top of that, when you're in the war zone, what happens when you don't get your hormones? I mean, just think what hormones do. Has anyone been around a pregnant woman? We have to understand that it's a medication issue, not that we don't value them. And if they'd like to serve their country, they can do it at a desk job at the Department of Defense. No one is discriminating them against them for not being qualified as a person, but not qualified from a medical perspective. Simple. You can't go into the military with a heart murmur. I mean, you don't hear them victimizing themselves for it. So I just thought I'd start that off and say, you know, our president needs more prayer than anything right now with the attacks going on and all these ACLU lawyers asking for transgenders that want to join or can't join so they can attack him on another matter. So I just thought I'd put it out there, filter through the fake news. It's not about being a psychological disorder or, you know, a spiritual thing. He's a businessman. And I'm just saying, from a fiscal perspective, that makes sense. You just can't do it, because sometimes you can't get medications in the battlefield. So I thought I'd just throw that out there.
There's a lot to consider on this topic, and there is a former Navy SEAL named Kristen Beck who's saying, you know, tell me to my face that I'm not worthy to be in the military. But and some news media is running with this story. At the same time, this is a person who's been retired for a while and doesn't have any future in the military or in the at this time. And this was something that was done after their service anyway. And you're going to see things like this continue to go in the media. We saw today Nancy Pelosi saying, you know, your hatred is not going to, you know, be better than our pride or whatever. I'm paraphrasing what she said. But we see a lot of hatred will never defeat pride, is what Pelosi said. But it is a matter of fact, as a matter of science, just what you said. There are a lot of things that people need to consider to understand that, and it's not just about discriminating against transgender people. It has to do with all the other people in that unit who need to be able to trust this person, trust their ability to do things as much as they can. And when something like this, whether it is a chemical imbalance, a mental disorder, or even just point of preference, I think it's enough to put pause on sending people like this out to the battlefield. And as you said, there are many other areas in which people like this could operate in the military if they really wanted to, but you can't have that instability there in units that are on the ground, you know, in life-threatening operations on a day-to-day basis and not be worried and have to focus on your... If you're worried about the people around you, you're not going to be able to focus on your mission. And I think that psych mentality is part of what Trump is... The reason why Trump's doing what he's doing.
Yes, I agree. I mean, this is just another ploy for them to attack our president and consider him biased in some other way. So this is just another new attack. Personally, like I said, if you take out my personal beliefs and, you know, it's science, but, you know, science doesn't apply unless it's climate change. We have two genders. That's the way it is. But when you put that uniform on, I don't care what you do at night when you take it off. But I do care if while you're in that uniform, you are dependent on medication. That's something we can't have in the military. There's a lot of people that get disqualified annually for other issues and dependencies on statins or, you know, different medications. You know, there's waivers, but I just wanted to point that out. It's a healthcare concern because, you know, when you're a soldier, you're a responsibility. And if I can't give you your medication in the field, then you put your whole, you know, squad, battalion, everyone around you at risk. So,
but Tori, can I ask? Yeah. I mean, is the number that great to even really bother with? Are we talking? To me, there can't be more than a few hundred.
Exactly. I mean, the transgender community is like 0.6%. No, that's the LGBT. But, I mean, most of them don't even go through a gender transition till their late 20s. So, you know, and they're not interested in joining the military. They're interested in finding themselves, is what they say. I mean, for me, being a person of logic, fact, and hard lines, I find it really difficult to appreciate their position, but I have to acknowledge their position and try to relate to it because that's what any good scientist does. You try to see their perspective, you appreciate their perspective, but unfortunately I can't relate to it because, you know, most of them don't feel like putting weapons on and going anywhere. I mean, they don't even know who they are yet. How are they going to support our country? You know, but regardless of my opinion, fact is fact. You need medications. You can't have it on the field. So you can't be a soldier. Just like the other guy with asthma who needs his asthma pump can't be on the field. So it's very disheartening to see, the fake news just propelling through with this and, trying to go forward. I thought, you know, I'd start today with just pointing out one thing that I'm sure everybody can acknowledge to be a true fact that hasn't been really stated, that our healthcare really isn't just healthcare. It's not going to the doctor, getting treated, and going. It's actually health insurance care. So
health. Wait, because there is a distinction with the difference here: healthcare versus health insurance care.
Correct.
Your healthcare is the actual, obviously by definition, healthcare is the actual care given by a physician or a medical practitioner. Health insurance care
is the same thing, but in 2017.
Okay. Okay.
So where I'm going to go with this is that, you know, many of these insurance companies now are so far entrenched in our healthcare that they dictate what doctor you can see, who you cannot see, what medications you can take. I mean, as a physician, they might say, I want you to take this medication. And the insurance says, well, I'm not covering it. You need to try this one first. I want people to understand we no longer have healthcare. We have healthcare insurance care. So it goes through the insurance in order for you to receive the care. I just want to point that out. And I'm sure all of us know that already. We just haven't said it out loud.
Okay. Yes. Now there's an exception, a couple of exceptions that I know in our town. We've got two doctors, that have, they don't even take insurance. It's, cash only, basically cash or check, and they will put you up on an installment plan. But that's rare, I guess. And I'm just waiting for some hammer to drop on them, some government agency saying they can't do that, but that's just me.
Yeah, most of them are protected by state law, but that's the best care you're going to get, actually.
Oh, yeah.
You're not for to churn and burn.
Yeah.
And you're not going to look at their insurance and say, what kind of insurance do they have? All right, let's run all these tests because it's good.
Right.
I want everyone to know that from day one that you have had health insurance, you have a file. You have this file that goes from one insurance to another, kind of like your auto insurance. Your auto insurance kind of says how good of a driver you are. Your health insurance says how much of a risk you are. Now, that's illegal.
Good
but
point.
It happens. And I filed many complaints to the DOJ from 2008, from the time that I came stateside and saw it a couple months later, on behalf of population over 65, on behalf of minors from zero to whatever, just a really broad spectrum because it's to everyone. They have a file. I mean, we have to understand that they're documenting us. Again, circling back to we're the commodity. That reflects our ability to function or produce or contribute to the society. And your health insurance has been compiling this information from day one. Which is shocking to some, and some people are like, well, I have nothing to hide. Well, you know, you kind of should, because you're the commodity, and that's your reflection. And I'm going to say something that was on the news today, something that I spoke about maybe 4 years ago, and going back to my CDC time, that men now are found... there's a great increase in male infertility. Did you guys hear about that today?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Yep.
And I'm going back to the vaccines with hidden, you know, Easter eggs, as we say in the video gaming world. People just don't seem to understand what kind of control is going through. And healthcare insurance is their point of contact. How? Is healthcare insurance and healthcare, they're supposed to be separate. But have you ever read one of those consent to treat forms?
No. Frankly, okay. No.
They give you a summary. And they just tell you sign it. It just says, I accept you giving me treatment for whatever I have and that I take economic responsibility, or you can file, you know, against my insurance. That's what they tell you, right?
Right.
And here's where the funny part kicks in. If you actually ask for a copy of the list, the whole booklet, because it's a booklet, it looks like, you know, the Affordable Care Act. It's huge at some hospitals like Mass General, Johns Hopkins, UC Davis. I mean, it's just massive. And inside it says, we have the right to retain any DNA that we have taken from you for research purposes, and we're going to follow HIPAA laws and making sure that your identity is kept secret when we distribute your information as federal guidelines outline. You know, it's a lot of verbiage. If you look into it, while you're in the hospital, they are allowed to take photos of you and keep photos of you on file for at least 7 years, and some of them in perpetuity, right? Forever. Keep your DNA on file. They have your identity and your DNA information and all your other information connected, but they can share that to research groups as long as HIPAA allows.
Advertising agencies. there was a packet, the place that we go to up here, it's like a network, and the UPMC network. And after the ACA, I'm not sure when it happened, but a few times I had to have a minor procedure on my back, and they had these new packets. And it lays out, you know, it's the patient's rights packet of information. But when you read it, it basically says you're not entitled to anything in your medical records, but anything that they decide to do with it, for any reason or any purpose, they're allowed to. And I'm just, you know, boiling it down to a very...
And you said something about taking pictures, too, just to kind of hop on here, too. When my wife had major abdominal surgery, the surgeon came out and actually showed me pictures.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
It blew my mind where I could actually see.
They showed it pictures opened up of her opened up.
Yeah,
on the operating table.
Yeah, which
on a phone, not on a camera or you know bringing around a pad that belongs to the hospital on the nurse's or whoever's phone.
Yeah, what was it? It was the surgeon. But she was kind. She said, "Would you like to see what we did?" Okay. Well, here. And it's, well, wow. But anyway, I digress.
No, you hit the nail on the head. Because we take videos, too. You're in your room sleeping. We still take videos. The charting the nurse does, it says you slept this much and this much. Everything, all of that is compiled into one huge file under your name. And unfortunately, your social security number that you so wholeheartedly provide to healthcare institutions that they have no right to. All they need is health insurance information and your driver's license. I mean, not even your driver's license, just your address.
Mm.
Yeah, it's amazing what these networks, these health insurance and even the hospitals are able to get away with, specifically with the HIPAA laws out there. And it seems like they don't even follow those. If you read through their information, they follow them in regards to maybe when you're there or when you're involved in the sending or trying to share information. But when you're out of that picture, it's no holds barred, anything goes, and we can do whatever we want with your info, whether we sell it, give it away, if the government asks for it, all that's up on the table. And that's all in those packets. If you read through those, it's very telling.
Yes, and this is why people need to understand just how organized you know, the bottom line is, because kind of what I was trying to put out the last time I was here was I want you to think of the bottom line or whoever is ultimately in charge of all these things as the head of an octopus with eight arms. One arm is your healthcare, and that is one of the most significant arms. The other arm is immigration, how you flux the commodities in and out. So healthcare is one of the biggest arms. Because now it enters into our, it falls and it spills over into our financials. It spills over to our taxes and it spills over to genetics. And why I'm bringing it back here, eugenics.
Ooh.
The survival of the fittest. You have to understand that when we have scores under us, it is to determine how your DNA pool is against other DNA pools. And I know that we have laws saying that we can't use DNA to discriminate, etc., but you know, all these nice advertisements of wouldn't you want to know where you're going, you know, where you're from and what country or nation, you know, where that lady was like, oh, I thought I was
Yeah,
you
the
know,
ancestry.
Yes. And 23andMe and all of them, you know, they all get in. And now they've even taken it to the next level, which is the mitochondrial take, which is even deeper because a mitochondria, and that was my focus when I was getting together my research, is the mitochondria. It's that DNA that's actually bacterial that runs everything. I mean, it is the battery of our body, but that sets the tone for your diseases, sets the tone for your longevity, and sets the tone for your ability to extend your telomeres or how long they are or short. So now they're taking it to another level, and now they're advertising, hey, wouldn't you want to know what your genetic age is? You know, have you seen that advertisement around?
No, I haven't seen that.
You want telomere something, they're called. I saw it running across on CNN, of course. people to join in and just volunteer this information to see you answer a bunch of questions about your lifestyle, and then they take your DNA and they tell you, oh, you know, your telomeres, guys, so you understand. And I, this is why it's so difficult sometimes for me to convey my message, because, you know, I talk to my colleagues or patients or people in different. So I'll just make it as simple as possible. We all know what a gene looks like, right? Let's just pretend it's got feet. Those feet have caps. Let's pretend they're caps, like on the end of a matchstick. Now, the length of those matchsticks depict how long you're going to live. Because when you're at the end and there's only a sliver of that red that you see on the matchstick, you have 1 foot in the grave. You're almost done. So those tell you a lot. And from a young age, you can see how long they are and how, and how they function on that.
Boy, hold it right there.
Yeah, we got to pick up.
What a cliffhanger.
Yeah. I want to hear more about this because I've never heard about this
before. Oh, boy.
Folks, we are talking with Dr. Tori Lindemann, and she's going to be with us through the next hour. We're talking about a number of different facets of healthcare, and, you know, from insurance to the actual collecting of records. We might even get into the computerization of records in different areas that healthcare and technology might be taking us. But we got a lot more to get into, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to this edition of the Hagman Report with Dr. Tori Lindemann is our guest. Again, she'll be with us through the next hour, and then Pastor Langford in hour number three. We'll be right back after these short messages.
Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right, you need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bang, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greeninnovative.com. That's greeninnovative.com. Folks, in these uncertain times, it just makes sense to have a sustainable backup method for accomplishing one of life's most important tasks, and that's preparing food. This is the way to go. There is nothing better than a Minuteman rocket stove from MinutemanStove.com. We all need a way to cook and a method to process water. I mean, think about it. Think about the many things that could happen to you. Minuteman rocket stove can provide your family or group the perfect solution. It's small, lightweight, wood-burning, and every bit as powerful as a kitchen stove. It's smoke. Fully self-contained for clean storage and transport. Because it's so efficient, it cuts down on your wood gathering and processing chores to a tenth what would be required if cooking the old-fashioned way over an open fire. So don't rely on gas or fuel stoves. Prepare your family. Prepare for yourself. Order a Minuteman rocket stove today. It's going to make bad times much better. Folks, MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. Need I say more?
You should have a Minuteman, the survival stove in an ammo can.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com. PreciousTimberProfits.com.